USA Radio News.
A third COVID relief check could be on the way. The American Rescue Plan approved Saturday morning in the House by just 7 votes. It now moves to the Senate. The almost $2 trillion bill includes $1,400 stimulus checks for Americans who make less than $75,000 a year. West Virginia Republican Carol Miller, though, among those opposing the bill.
I raise bison. I know bull when I see it, and I know manure when I see it. Less than 10% of this so-called stimulus package actually focuses on the pandemic.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the bill's passage means help is on the way. But GOP House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the bill's passage means the swamp is back. McCarthy may expand on those comments today at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. McCarthy and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem among those to speak today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
A Republican senator calling out big tech for censoring speech on its platforms. Here's Tim Berg.
CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, is continuing in Orlando. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on cancel culture.
The last 6 weeks, the radical left, their corporate allies, the liberal media, have tried to cancel me, censor me, expel me, shut me down, stop me from representing the people of Missouri, stop me from representing you, and guess what? I'm here today, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not backing down. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Former President Donald Trump giving a keynote address at CPAC on Sunday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hawley and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise recently. Reports out yesterday showed the White House is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas to accommodate the new arrivals. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors yesterday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden celebrating the news in Houston, but also issuing a warning.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up as new variants emerge. And it's not the time to relax. We have to keep washing our hands, staying socially distanced, and for God's sake, wear your mask.
Biden in Texas to discuss emergency relief efforts following the deadly winter storm. He promises the federal government will be partners to help the state recover and rebuild for the long haul. Meanwhile, former President Trump still using his influence in the political arena. Trump yesterday endorsing Ohio Republican House candidate Max Miller. He's running against incumbent Republican Anthony Gonzalez, who voted to impeach Trump last month. A passenger accused of hitting a flight attendant faces a hefty fine. Here's Jeremy Scott.
Passengers pulled out their cell phones and started recording when a man and woman sitting next to each other on a Delta Airlines flight from Miami to Atlanta last October were escorted off the plane for not following instructions from the crew, the men refusing to wear a mask. The woman is seen striking the flight attendant. The Federal Aviation Administration on Friday proposed a penalty of just over $27,000 against the unnamed passenger. The announcement comes 1 month after the agency said it would begin handing down stricter penalties to unruly passengers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.